It's our last time with Wrecks and Effects here for a while, Steve. It's kind of sad.
I'm going to have to listen to this song like just outside of Varsity Hoops Live
stick
now.
Stick it on my iPod and jog to it or something. Our man, Jeff Wrecks, joins us, as always, from the greater metropolis that is Mount Vernon up in the north area of town. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. The team I covered tonight had a very successful game, so I'm actually in very good spirits tonight.
Very good. You were at Mount Vernon High School tonight for Anacortes girls against Port Angeles. Tell us what happened.
Well, first off, these two teams actually did meet during the holiday break, in which Anacortes won that one handily, 54-26. But you never know about those kind of games, mm-hmm. During the holiday break. Well, going in, it looked like that game was a good idea of what was going to happen for tonight. Anacortes got off to a fast start. Not a big scoring first quarter, but a 10-2 lead after one quarter of play, and they dominated in that first quarter. Kept it going, 22-11 at half. Not a big scoring half, but it was definitely dominated by the Seahawks. Kept going in the third, 32-16, and they just cranked it up and pulled away, 48-26 over Port Angeles. Anacortes girls won district. This was the 3 seed coming out of the Northwest Conference, won the Northwest District with an upset win over the Linden girls last Friday night. Take care of Port Angeles easily tonight, 48-26.
Wow.
They're heading to Yakima. These girls, they were led by Brooke Geffey, who averaged about 10 during the regular season, but she's cranked it up in the postseason, 17 tonight. Also Claire Martin with 10 and Gabby Rongren with 9. The Seahawks girls are for real, and they're going strong over to Yakima.
Yes, they are. And another team going strong from your neck of the woods and in the 2A's, the 2A girls, that's Linden. They take on Liberty tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Renton High School, so they got to take their show on the road. What do you think of that matchup?
I still like the Lions girls. They were shocked, I think. As great as Anacortes has played in this postseason, I think they were shell-shocked with that loss to the Seahawks last Friday night. But I look for them to bounce back, highly ranked all season long. Alyssa Koyman, terrific forward, great player at 5'11". I like Linden. The Linden girls are a very strong team, and I like their shot down at Liberty.
And then in 1A girls, in the venue that you called the game at 6 o'clock, Linden Christian took the floor right after you and had no trouble with Charles Wright.
No trouble at all. They had the confidence. I could see them warming up out there, 72-34. Top-ranked Linden Christian girls, they're heading east of the mountains as well, as was expected. Yeah, terrific outing, no doubt against Charles Wright in that regional.
So the only issue for Northwest Washington tonight was Squalicum. What happened to Squalicum down at Puyallup High School against River Ridge?
Yeah, just a tough loss, taking on a highly touted River Ridge team. But, the Storm right there in the polls along with them all season long, led by that great trio of guards. They just couldn't pull it out against River Ridge tonight. Very tough to see Squalicum go down. This is a very, very talented team. Two of the three guards are juniors, so they'll be back. Westbrook's a senior, but that was the only blemish tonight was seeing the Storm go down, because they've had such a good run and expected them to make it to Yakima.
And we talked about the Linden Christian girls advancing. The boys have an opportunity to advance tomorrow. They play over east of the mountains at Eisenhower against Zilla.
Yes, and I think they've been at the top of the 1A all year long. Zach Ritzesunder led the whole area in scoring this year up in the north end. I just look for Linden Christian. They're not as big as some of their teams in the past, but boy, they play well together. I expect the Lynx to be playing next week in Eastern Washington as well in the 1A state tournament. I really like Linden Christian.
Jeff, it's been a pleasure, man. We appreciate it. I wish I got to see you at the Tacoma Dome, but you're always over there at the Sun Dome doing the 2A games, right?
Yeah, I'm always heading east of the mountains.
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You've done a great job.
Thanks, Dick.
You bet. Jeff Wrecks joining us over there in Mount Vernon.